The word today is map. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. If we are traveling in an unfamiliar place, it helps to have a guide. The Bible has been called an instruction manual for life, but it can also be considered a map showing us how to get to heaven. There is no need to wander or guess about our future, because the Lord has shown us His eternal plan for us. The Bible teaches us wisdom to know what decisions to make. Here with more on this joyous topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, MAP.
I hope that if you found the Spirit of God coming to you and giving you joy when you listen to The Word Today, and if you find that you're being built up, that you're growing in grace and wisdom, that you'll share the program with somebody. I hope that you'll invite a friend or family member to come and listen to the program with you. We have some terrific news that we'd love for you to take joy in, and that is that The Word Today is going to be expanding 13 new languages. And we're going to be scattering these languages around the world, and we hope that someone new will be able to hear the program this year and be able to find Jesus Christ, their Lord. And just as the parable talks about the pearl of great price that the man traded all of his others in order to obtain it, or a treasure in a field that the man discovers and he buys the field and gets it to obtain the treasure, coming to knowledge of Jesus Christ is the most precious thing you will ever do. It is the most profoundly good thing that you can do, is to become a Christian, is to turn your life over to the Savior, Jesus, and to commend yourself to Him. It will not only reward your life in this earthly existence, but it will pave the way for you to be brought by God's Spirit into eternal glory, into a life eternal, beyond the grave, beyond death. This is all part of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I hope that many, many more people, millions even, will be hearing the gospel because of these 13 new languages that we're blessed to be able to add this year. So praise God for that, that others like yourself are going to be listening in different cultures and finding the joy and the peace that comes through Jesus Christ. Today we're going to spend a little time on plans and what kind of plans we're making. And are they godly plans or are they worldly plans? Well, we hope that they're going to be godly plans. There is a piece of wisdom from Solomon in the book of Proverbs. This is Proverbs 21, verse 30, where it says, "There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord." There was a sign that Pastor Paul would have in his office, and I remember as a young kid seeing this little sign. It was about the size of a half sheet of paper, and it had a simple statement on it, but there was an issue with it. The sign said, "Plan ahead." However, it wasn't spaced out correctly. Now, this was intentional. It was intentional to reinforce the theme of planning ahead, because in this particular instance, they'd run out of space for the last letter D, and it was shrunk down to about half size and squeezed in. In other words, if the person had planned better, they wouldn't have run out of space for all of the words. And this is so true of life, isn't it? Many times we go off in a hurry. We don't think things through thoroughly. We fail to plan ahead. In fact, I think the saying has been said that failure to plan means you plan to fail. And there is much truth to that. But here we're talking about spiritual guidance, about spiritually planning. You see, everyone's plans that they make in their mind are not made in a vacuum. They're not made without a worldview. Everybody has a worldview. Everybody has a way of processing everything they see and putting it into some format. And these worldviews can be pagan. They can have a multiplicity of gods. They can involve fate, fortune. And so some people think there's no real rhyme or reason to what's going on, and you just have to try to get through it. Well, the Christian worldview that is taught in the Bible is that there is one God, one creator, and that he created us in love. And even though we rebelled and sinned against him, he also redeemed us in love through his son, Jesus Christ. This worldview leads to a particular kind of decision making. I often contrast the Christian worldview with the secular or the humanist worldview, which thinks that life just popped into existence, that it's accidental, that there is no rhyme or reason, you just live and then you die. And you can imagine that how you behave and the decisions you make are going to be vastly different based on which worldview you have. I liken it to having a map. It's great to have a map to know where you're going. However, you need to have the right map. If you have the wrong map of reality and existence, you're going to make wrong decisions and go down wrong turns all the time. So that's why I would suggest that if you want to make the right decisions in life, you may want to look where the Creator has put the roadmap, and that would be the Bible. In doing so, you're going to be enabled to make better decisions, better moral and ethical decisions. You're going to be able to make more sensible turns in life than you would otherwise. Once again, as this verse says, there's no wisdom, no insight, no plan that's going to succeed against the Lord. So instead of setting yourself up against the Word of God and the will of God, why not get in line with the will of God? Suddenly, life is going to be better in many respects. You won't be knowledgeably or inadvertently making decisions that will oppose God's holy will. And this is why so many people bring problems and issues into their life, is because unknowingly they're making decisions that go against God's holy will. So we need to realize that we don't want to fight against God. That was actually something that was said in Acts chapter 5 when the apostles were preaching about Jesus. And the Jewish Sanhedrin, those who were the rulers, the religious rulers, were so upset with the apostles, and they commanded them not to preach in Jesus' name. But of course, the apostles were going to listen to God's will and not the will of men. And during one moment where there is discussion and debate over the apostles in this Sanhedrin, in this Jewish ruling council, there's a very wise man named Gamaliel, and Gamaliel reminds them that if they try to set themselves up against the will of God, they will only find themselves fighting against God, which is fruitless. It's useless. It's ridiculous to try to go up against the holy God of this universe. And I'd like for you to think about that in terms of your relationship with God. Have you been butting your head against a wall? Have you been trying to defy the will of God? Have you been trying to chart your own course as though you're going to make your own plans without any consideration of the Lord? Well, I'd suggest that's like driving blindly without any guidance. I'd like to call you to think about your life. Are you living according to the roadmap? Here, I would like to call you to the Lord Jesus. This is such a beautiful roadmap. And here's the thing, is that it's not just a map for how to get through this life. It's not just about avoiding problems and hassles in this life. But in Jesus Christ, we are given the roadmap to life eternal. I'll say that again. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we are given the plan, the way to make it to life eternal. Because, you know, if your map ends at this life, you've got a big problem. The map that comes through Jesus Christ, the Gospels, teach us and lead us through Jesus to life everlasting. And that is so joyful. It is so fantastic. But of course, as Jesus said, you know, the road is very wide. The highway is really wide. And a lot of people travel on this worldly thinking and worldview. And that leads to destruction. Narrow is the path that leads to eternal life. And Jesus says, few find it. I hope today that you will have considered yourself to have found the path, to have found the one way to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You could say he is the map. I pray that you would invite the Holy Spirit into your life, sort of like a GPS system, a guidance system, that the Holy Spirit will take you and lead you into truth so that you will have a path guided for you toward eternal life. There's no point in fighting God. There's no point in trying to resist his holy will. And there's no point in just trying to live your life for the here and now, because you have a thing called death you got to get past. And that promise of eternal life comes through Jesus Christ. I hope that you will humble yourself to this. All of your plans then should fall in line with the will of God, should be to glorify God and please God instead of just pleasing yourself. You know, it's a beautiful verse in Jeremiah 29 where the Lord says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Just as God said that to ancient Israel, I say it to you, God has plans for you. Please conform your thinking to that of the Gospels and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's got a great future in store for you. Come learn the plan of salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.